time, there are some cities that don't have tax sharing agreements with the county, and there are one-offs that are approved. What's the protocol? Because with those one-offs, there are agreements that both sides state that they'll do so that annexation can move forward. So if one side or the other chooses to not abide by that agreement, does that annexation then reverse itself, or what's the process then at that point?
So currently, essentially, we receive the application. In the absence of the agreement, we take it through the 99B process, and that gets distributed, and we hear from both sides whether they choose to move forward or not. That's basically what's needed for the agreement. So if there's not an agreement in place, we're unable to move forward. This language change would basically require that to be done up front before submitting to LAFCO. That way, we don't have to hold on to an application when it's not complete and go through the formal process of handing out notices of incomplete applications and helps clean things up on the front end for that. So essentially, yes, without agreeing to that, there's no agreement in place, and so there's no application.
Couple comments on that?
Wow.
Your executive officer is totally right on that. So you want to see the conditions for a tax sharing agreement to be satisfied prior to recordation of the annexation, because once the annexation is recorded, there really isn't a way to reverse it unless there's a subsequent application to detach the property away from the city in question.
Thank you.
Because if you think about it, these agreements are really outside of the LAFCO fabric. They're agreements between the counties and the city, and the law just simply states that the agreement shall exist. But LAFCO doesn't really dictate what the requirements are, so our advice has always been to ensure that the parties try to put as much objective condition-making requirements into the LAFCO process before the application is completed, either approved by the commission or recorded by the executive officer.
And I think right now there, in Fresno County, there's only three cities that don't have a tax sharing agreement.
You're probably correct. I'd have to look that up. One.
I think there's only one.
Well, Sanger.
Oh, Sanger expired.
And does Parlier have one? So at least two. Yeah, okay. So I don't think Sanger has one.
I wasn't aware of Sanger.
There might be three. So just, and I don't know if we need to, if we should be the ones that kind of keep track of that for sure, but if this new requirement says we can't even receive an application and process it, then maybe on our website we can have that information so some cities who may not even be aware can become aware.
Yeah, once, assuming everything is approved and goes into effect, we'll be able to circulate some notices to the cities and let them know the changes and how that impacts them.
Okay, excellent. I'm trying to think. There was one other thing, but having a senior moment, so you might have to come back to me.
You're not old enough to help.
Yeah, I just want to jump on real quick. On the website, on the redirection, because some of them get lost. It happened to me again yesterday. I know when you first made it, you have to type in specifically, because it starts to spell it out for you, and if you click on it, mm-hmm.
And that's from the Google landing site, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're reaching out to them to figure out how to get those links corrected. We're also reorganizing things, streamlining some things on there. That way, once you're on the homepage, it's easy to access maps, stuff like that, which you regularly need. So, work in progress.
So under the smoking hot deal category, it's you get what you pay for? Is that?
I mean, honestly, compared to what the website was, it's looking pretty fancy. Yeah.
Any other questions or comments?
Nathan, did you think of the other item? No? Okay.
It'll probably come to me as soon as we close the
meeting. Okay. Other questions? On to item number 9.
Commission comments and reports.
Are there any comments from the commission?
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to make a brief announcement that Jessica Johnson had a baby boy, Ronan, on June 8th, and mother, baby are all doing great.
I thought it was going to be, I'm back.
Pardon?
I thought you were going to say, I'm back, and you got me.
I'm back, and you have me.
For about 3 months? 6 months? Okay. Glad to have you back, Ken. On to item 10.
Closed session, public employee performance evaluation of the executive officer.
Okay. Do you want to go to the back room or kick everybody out of here and make them in the hallway?
We'll just go in the back room.
Okay. All right.